So you think you're good to go tonight? Everything all right?
Yeah. No. I got a migraine last game. You know, I got them like 2-3 times a year, and yeah, no, I've been on a game day, and I took a pill, but it was too late, so didn't really help.
Tempo, you live not far from that crash site. Did you hear anything, or?
Well, yeah, I heard the plane coming, I was in my bed. I heard the plane coming, and I thought it sounded really weird. It sounded really close to us, and then I heard a little poof afterwards, and I was like, I was in my bed. I was thinking that, you know, doesn't sound good, doesn't sound right. So I looked out of my window. I see the red sky. So I knew something was wrong.
Did you go outside or no?
No, I stayed inside. I was just looking in my bedroom window and just try to put it together.
Have you ever thought about that? Because you're on that airport route there where a lot of planes come over.
Yeah, we hear lots of planes, you know, every night coming, I don't say you always wonder, but you know, we're used to it, and we know how safe it is to fly, so we've been comfortable with living there. But last night, you know, it didn't sound right, and we knew something was wrong right away.
A lot of you guys live in the Clarence area. I mean, how difficult is it just to focus on life today, knowing what happened basically in your backyards?
Well, you know, it's a huge thing. It's huge for our families and for our kids. So it's going to be a special.
How did you, were your kids asleep? Did you have to tell them they woke up this morning? Last night?
Yeah, we talked about it today because the schools were closed. So they didn't go to school. So let me watch a little bit of news just to show what happened. So they know what's going on.